a while, and this is the DJ Bob Show, and it's been a while since I've talked to these guys. They were on Sunday, like, when I talked to them. It's All-Star Weekend. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Don't talk to you again.
It's been a long while, and it was kind of hectic because it was through many different phone lines and such, so I couldn't get it all, but at least we're here now.
Yeah.
So, I hear that you guys just released a new album called Suddenly Yours.
That's right. We just released it about a week ago, and it's like, now it's the full album live on tour. Yeah, sorry, no. It's cool, actually. It's in quite a few stores, but if you buy it on iTunes, you get an exclusive song that's not on the album, and you get four music videos.
Nice.
Excited about it, and we're still start playing it live now on tour.
Yeah. Are there any plans to do a possible live album? Like a live concert album?
Well, we did a Walmart sound check about a couple months ago, and we did the album thing, but there aren't any plans to do another one, but I'm sure at some point we're gonna do another. We'll do that in the future.
Yeah, because I think that album, that soundtrack EP, got released right when the first edition of Suddenly came out, I think.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So, are there any, any CD singles that are out of you guys? Like, any promo stuff that we should know about?
Yeah, promotional stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we did some special cool stuff. We just played on George Lopez. We did go to my America, which is really exciting, but the other stuff playing live on TV, and we were on Nice and Rain as well. We just did an episode of Playing with the Champ. They just aired. Our new thing will come out, so I'm Playing with the Champ.
Heard of?
Like,
yeah, I heard about that. And, I hear that, is it true that you guys are doing the Walt Disney Christmas Parade? That's what I heard.
I haven't really heard much about that yet. If we could, that'd be amazing.
Cause I think I heard that somewhere. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, I heard it also.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Although,
it's a rumor.
I don't really look too far into the future. Usually, I look a day or two ahead of the schedule. Otherwise, I get really confused.
So, tell me about the recording process for Suddenly.
We recorded over a period of a 1 month period where we were just here every day. We were on tour, doing press, running out of time to live while we were recording. So, it was a very unique situation while we were in different studios in different cities, like with different producers. And so, it's a really interesting situation, and we've learned to do it really versatile and adapt to the environment to record. Suddenly Yours is pretty much the extension of Suddenly. We spent months and months writing and recording songs, and we ended up having like 30 or 40 demos. So when we released Suddenly, we were kind of bummed because there were so many great songs that we had, and we couldn't put them all out at once. So Suddenly Yours actually has a bunch of the songs that took place during like the 8-month-year writing period, and it also has a couple songs that we've had for 3 years now. I mean, Here With You was written a long time ago, way before we were signed, and the demo was actually written and recorded in Nathan's bedroom.
Yeah, I've heard the demo version more, like around the internet, shockingly enough, than the album version.
Well, that's because we just released the album version. The demo version has been out for like 3 years.
Yeah. It's been used on a bunch of videos and stuff like that.
Yep, yep.
And I hear that you guys make music videos, or you did, on your YouTube channel.
We're on YouTube all the time. We're making all kinds of fun videos. We're covering songs. We're making parodies of things. We have a lot of fun. Yeah, the thing is, we're really random guys. We come up with a bunch of random ideas all the time. So we're recording YouTube videos 24/7. We only post a certain amount of them. A lot of times, videos we record are kind of inside jokes, so we realize that most of the majority of the public won't be into it. But the ones of us like dancing or random or doing random things like the saltine cracker challenge, we really like to post those so that fans can see what we do on a day to day basis and get to know us on a personal level.
You're my favorite cure, the hoedown throwdown.
That was filmed a long time ago at our friend's house by the pool. It was pretty funny at the time, so we shot it, and it ended up being a lot of hits.
Those ones are classic. You guys weren't even signed when that was released.
Yep, it wasn't. We weren't.
Yep. And, Steve, do you have any, questions?
Yeah, I have some questions for you guys.
What?
Well, first, let me just compliment you that I had both of your albums, and I've followed you guys since you guys were unsigned.
Thanks, Sam. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Next up, how long did it take you to record Suddenly Yours?
Well, it took us about a year. We didn't have enough time to go in for, you know, a straight month. We were just doing it over the course of time spread out, so it took about last year to record. I think the last finished thing was about 3 months before the album came out, so a year before 3 months ago was when we started recording it.
Alright, my next question is, did you guys meet Honor Society?
Yeah, we have the Honor Society. We met them at a concert in Los Angeles one time. We were just hanging out, so we went up to the guys, talked to them for a little while, and you know, they're all really cool.
How was the shooting? Shiny with a tank.
It was really, really exciting. We had never been on a TV set before, and the new experience for us, we learned a lot about production and TV, and got to meet all the actors and actresses, even that Shaft. It was really cool. It was cool hanging out, seeing how it's done, actually being able to be in a TV show was just awesome. The cast was really, really nice, and so it was cool hanging out with them. What most people don't realize is that there's a lot of downtime in between shots. And we had to get there really early and waited about 9 hours before we shot our scene.
Oh my god!
We had 9 hours, made a bunch of bread. We went right to the food court and just had a lot of fun. We were actually talking to fans on St. Al for a while too while we were there. It was a good time. We all had a lot of fun.
If you can explain, like, how many months ago did you shoot that? And how much, like, months in between before it aired? When did you guys film it?
Oh, we shot it, actually while we were on our last tour. We flew into LA for a week to shoot our music video for Come Down With Love, and then to, be on Sunday With a Chance. I think we shot it in August. They shoot everything like 3 months in advance, or 4 months in advance.
That's crazy, because they know more about the episodes than we do, because...
I know, right?
And I wonder, like, if they get a rough copy before we even see it.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for Christmas music? Like, are you releasing any?
Oh, into holiday music.
No, we're releasing holiday music.
Oh, releasing holiday.
We're working on writing a fun little Christmas song. And, yeah, that goes. We'll probably put it up on the internet and give it out for free or something like that.
Cool.
Because I heard a rumor that you guys were going to be on Hollywood Records, and a rumor that you guys were going to be on All Wrapped Up Volume 3.
Hopefully, yeah, I don't know, I guess.
What do you think of your fan base?
Honestly, we have, like, the greatest fan base in the entire world. I know every artist does that, but we actually do mean it. Like, our fans come to shows at 6 in the morning, wait around 8 hours before they can come in. They make signs, they make t-shirts, they bring us gifts. They totally, like, they just love us, you know? It's great to be able to come to a place every day where people go out of their way to appreciate you. You appreciate your music, appreciate who you are. I feel like we connect with our fans on such a personal level that it's beyond just being artist fan. It's more of like friends, you know? Like, they're our friends, and we love seeing them on shows, and I feel like they have a great time, you know? Every single night, we try to make it, but it's a memory that every person in the audience will remember for the rest of their life.
Yeah. I haven't been to a All-Star Weekend show, but I should, because...
I was about to see you guys at the Crazy Donkey. I was about to see you guys at the Crazy Donkey here on Long Island back in August, but I couldn't. Yeah, with the Action Idea and stuff.
You'll see it sometime, okay? If we're going to be at something positive in New York City,
And then you come check out Irving Plaza on the 18th of December.
Nice.
November, sorry.
I know that he's kind of, like, weird question, but to people who haven't heard of you, which I doubt not a lot of people have not heard of you, how can you describe your music?
I think it's dancing folk rock is the best way to describe it. I think you know, we're a rock band, you know, we all play our instruments, you know, start in the garage, but we, you know, love the rhythm and beat, the dance, the beat, we get from the side of our music.
Is it true that you have a song on the popular iPhone game Tap Tap Revenge?
We do have a song in Tap Tap Revenge. It's come down below, and it's actually really fun to play. I was playing it just the other day.
I haven't played it yet. Is it on the new app, or is it like a separate download?
I think it's a separate download. Like, once you get the app Tap Tap, then you download the song, and then you can play it.
Oh, I thought it was just a separate, you know, app.
No.
Oh. I think it'd be cool if you had, like, you know, just an All-Star Weekend app with all your music for Tap Tap Revenge.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Maybe someday.
I don't think the developers at Tapulous will contact you for a little bit after the success of more of their games that they're going to do. They're up to, like, 3 now on the Tap Tap Revenge series. It's crazy. I downloaded it when it first went into the App Store, but that's another story. But where can fans find you?
Go to facebook.com/allstarweekend or myspace.com/allstarweekendmusic or twitter.com/allstarweekend. I mean, we update stuff 24/7 because on the road we have a lot of free time there to drive. And if you want to check out some tour dates, just go to the MySpace site, and all of our dates are right there. And I'm sure they're on Facebook too, so just check it out, you know, and come see a show.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
We actually have to go sound check right now. It was very nice talking to you. I'm glad that we got this worked out.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a great day.